May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.
When someone in front of me, in their brokenness, because we all carry that to some degree still, he's still healing our dark thinking, and our weakness and strength is made perfect. We're learning how to walk out the new creation that we are, as our minds are being renewed. But when, whether there's someone in front of me with brokenness or just we see fallen and broken humanity around us, the hurting. Jesus said, when you find those who are naked because they're so impoverished, and you minister to them, you've ministered to me. When you minister to the sick, you've ministered to me. When you the imprisoned, you minister to me. When on, the lonely. And Mother Teresa, her motto used to be, I thirst, but she would ask this question. I thought, you know, we should put that signs on the door again that says, will you be the one? That was the thing God told her. Will you be the one that quenches the thirst of Jesus? Because he clothes himself, the term she used, in his distressing disguise in broken humanity. And that when I stop and give love, give the sack of donuts, just love to a broken person, whether it's impoverished or they're addicted or whatever, then I'm giving away the love of God to them. It's Christ in his distressing disguise saying, I thirst. Will I quench his thirst? And he, on their behalf, he's crying out. Those of you who remember Betty Brennan years ago told the story. She did like 20-something trips to Israel and to tours. And in one trip I went on, she led that tour. But the Via Della Rosa, the Way of the Cross, she used to walk it a lot of times as part of her devotional. And she was over there with several other people doing a conference. But what, I never found out all the details, but she was being severely mistreated by some of the other leaders. And she'd even called her husband Joe and said, look, I want to come home. And he said, no, God wants you to stay. And so she went and walked the Via Della Rosa because she was so burdened because of the experience she was having. Early in the morning, just as the day was approaching, and she was carrying the cross. And all these old alleys, these ancient alleys that you walk up and down. And at one point she accidentally fell, and passed out. And when she passed out, she had this vision, and in this vision she saw this huge cross. And she could hear a noise, but she wasn't sure what the noise was, and this cross, but there was something on the cross. She wasn't sure what it was. The cross kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger as it got close to her. And eventually what she saw were millions and millions of little faces on the cross. It was made up of these little faces. And these people were all crying out, love me, heal me, help me. And the Lord showed her that the people who were mistreating her were doing that out of their brokenness. And no matter what they were doing, what they were actually saying is, love me, I thirst. And so in just reading this morning, the Lord just reminded me, Chuck, will you be that one? That in my personal walk with him, will I quench his thirst for my love? But will, as in his distressing disguise, will I rush by, will I run by, will not pay attention to, will not have time for, will not whatever, will I not be willing to quench his thirst on their behalf? Because they can't voice it. They're just doing what they're doing, being what they're being, but it's really Jesus on their behalf crying out, love me, heal me, help me. Will I be that one that quenches his thirst and quenches his thirst crying out through them? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.